This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmih wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratih. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الاولون من المهاجرين والانصار والذين اتبعوهم باحسان صدق الله العظيم respected elders and brothers from time to time as many of you would be aware We speak about great people of the past, people who inspire and motivate us. And Allah in the Holy Quran has also told us that follow those who are amongst the foremost and who brought Iman in the beginning stages. Allah is happy with them, they are happy with Allah. And you also follow them. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ And follow them in righteousness and goodness. One such person that today I would like to speak about is Ja'far bin Abi Talib, one of the great sons of Islam, the paternal cousin of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the brother of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and the son of Abu Talib, one of the very great people in our history. And aaj main aapke samne tareekh ki is azim ushan hasti ke bare mein baat karna chahunga. جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چچا زاد بھائی اور حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے بڑے بھائی اور ابو طالب کے بیٹے ہی واز امنگز دا ویری فارچونیٹ پیپل ان دا سینس دیٹ ہی واز دا کزن آف اور بیلوڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ امیزنگلی ان دا بگننگ اسٹیجز ابو طالب ہیڈ فائنینشیل ڈیفیکلٹی ناؤ بردرز لسن از ناٹ اونلی ٹو لسن اباؤٹ وٹ دے ڈیڈ بٹ ٹو ٹیک لیسنس کیا ہمیں سبق کیا سبق ملتا ہے ان کی زندگی سے سو ان دا بگننگ اسٹیجز ابو طالب واز پور اینڈ ہی ہیڈ ڈیفیکلٹی سو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وینٹ ٹو عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اینڈ سیڈ او عباس او مائی انکل لیٹ اس ہیلپ ابو طالب ان دا لکنگ آفٹر آف ہز چلڈرن بیکاز ہی از فائنڈنگ اٹ ڈیفیکلٹ سو دے وینٹ ٹو ابو طالب اینڈ سیڈ وی ول لک آفٹر اینڈ ہیلپ یو وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو سم آف یور چلڈرن So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked after him. And Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was looked after by Abbas. And they took away. And Abu Talib said, by all means, only leave me with my eldest son Aqil. I will look after Aqil. Other children you can look after. Sometimes, brothers, when we see our family members in financial difficulty, go and help them out. Go and help them out. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith in Tirmizi Sharif. Very few people will ever think in these lines. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told the Sahaba, should I not tell you the best of charity? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best of charity? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when your daughter or your sister comes back home due to divorce or due to her husband passing away, to look after her is the best of charity. کبھی کبھی کسی نے یہ سنا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا سب سے بہترین صدقہ یہ ہے کہ آپ کی بیٹی یا بہن جو ہے نا وہ گھر آئیں طلاق کی وجہ سے یا اور کسی وجہ سے ان کی جو ہے نا دیکھ بھال کرنا یہ سب سے بڑی صدقہ ہے سب سے بڑا صدقہ ہے دا بیسٹ آف آل صدقہ ان چیریٹی سو لک آفٹر یور فیملی ممبرز اف دے آر ان ڈیفیکلٹی دس از واٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انکل عباس ڈیڈ اینڈ ہی ٹک اوور حضرت جعفر بن ابی طالب ابھی جعفر بن ابی طالب And in the beginning stages, because of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he became a Muslim and he got married to Asma binti Umais. Asma binti Umais is also a very amazing woman in our history. Right? She first was married to Ja'far bin Abi Talib. After his martyrdom, she got married to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. After Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, she got married to Ali radiallahu anhu. That time there was no problems in getting married to the widows. They looked after the widows. So this is what they did. So after Ja'far bin Abi Talib, after that she got married to Abu Bakr. After Abu Bakr, she got married to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And who was she? She was a sister-in-law of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sister of Maymuna bint Harith. So this was, And Ja'far radiallahu anhu was also very fortunate. The historians say five people resemble Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They look like Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Panch log aise the jo Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mushabeh the. Aur unme se kon? One was Abu Sufyan bin Harith, the cousin of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Harith was the uncle of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was Kuthum bin Abbas. Kuthum bin Abbas buried in Samarkand. I made mention of him when we went to Uzbekistan. Kuthum bin Abbas, the second. The third was As-Sa'ib ibn Ubaid. He was the grandfather of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. The fourth was Ja'far bin Abi Talib. And the fifth was Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they said Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu most resembled Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst those people that he resembled Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he became a Muslim, after he and his wife became Muslim, they suffered the persecution at the hands of the Muslim, at the hands of the Quraysh. And when they suffered this persecution, they sought permission to go to Abyssinia, to go to Ethiopia, what is present-day Ethiopia. They migrated there due to the persecution. Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Asma binti Umays, amongst them Uthman ibn Affan, Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala, the daughter of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them went to Abyssinia. Subhanallah, they came to here to Abyssinia. And when they came, the Quraysh couldn't take it. So the Quraysh sent two people, Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah bin Abi Rabi'ah, to the king of Najashi to say, don't give them protection. So Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr kahat aur unke madad se wo musalman hue. اور قریش مکہ کے ظلم و ستم سے تنگ آ کر آپ نے اپنے بیوی اسما بنت امیز جو کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زوجہ حضرت میمونہ رضی اللہ عنہ کی بہن تھی ان کے ساتھ حبشہ کی طرف حج ہجرت کی. Now when they came there, these two people, the two envoys of the Quraysh came to Negus, Najashi. They came with a lot of gifts. When they came with a lot of gifts, they gave all the courtiers and especially they gave the bishops, the religious people who were with Negus, the bishops, and they were following Christianity, gave them a lot of gifts. And they said, these people have fled from their hometown. Send them back to us. Send them back to us. Unko wapas karo. Right? So Negus, when they, because now they got the gifts, so they were saying, send. So you see this aspect of lobbying. Lobbying today, political lobbying, people make lobby towards the different superpowers of the world. It happened that time also. It's not something new. So they lobbied them and said, send them back. You know, do not allow them to get refuge and do not allow them to be here and stay in your place. So Negus said, I'm not going to allow them to go back until I hear them out. What did they do? Why did they come and take refuge? And why did they come to our land? So Negus called the Muslims who had migrated from Makkah and they had come to Abyssinia and said, tell me the reason why you have come. And Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Muslim said, we will make you our spokesperson. You must be the one who must speak on our behalf. Ye wo jagah hai jahan Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne Abyssinia mein, Habsha mein, ek tarikhi khutba diya, jisko sunkar Najashi ne musalmanon ko wahan rehne ki ijazat di. Ye ek tarikhi khutba tha. What a great particular type of, you know, talk he gave. The first thing he did was, when he came into the place, the way the people used to bow down to the king, he did not bow down. The king said, why don't you bow down? He said, our Nabi taught us we don't bow down before anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he came and he said, what religion are you following? Are you Jews? He said, no, we are not Jews. Are you Christians? No, we are not Christians. What do you do? What is it? I listened to what he said. I wonder if there's been anyone who could have given a more better explanation about Islam than Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu give. He said, Ja'ana bihi rajulun min anfusina. Kad arafna wajahu wa nasaba. They came upon us a person from amongst our own self. We recognize his greatness. Wa nahana an na'bud al-athnam. Wa amarna bil ibadati Allahi wahdahu la sharika la. He told us not to worship idols. He told us to worship the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa amarna bil birri wa sadaqa. He told us to be good. He told us to be charitable. And he told us to give charity to the people who are in need. Wal wafa. and to be people of integrity and وعداء الأمانة and to see to it that we fulfill أمانة and trust. ونهانا أن نعبد الأوثان وأمرنا بالعبادة فلما وعلمنا أن الذي جاء به من عند الله. When he told us such beautiful things, we knew that he could have only come from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فلما فعلنا ذلك عدانا قومنا وعادوا النبي الصادق وكذبوه وعرادوا قتله. Then when he did all of those things, when we brought iman upon him, our people, they turned against him. They started persecuting him. They wanted to come and kill us. And when they wanted to come and kill us, oh king, we heard that you are a just ruler. Therefore, we have come to take refuge at your particular place. This is what Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu spoke there at the court of the king of Najashi. And brothers, I always say, you know, Allah Ta'ala has made it ajib. Allah Ta'ala made Africa the place where Islam got refuge. Islam got safety. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that Islam gain safety again in this Africa, inshallah. There are people who went to those places. There are people who have been to Ethiopia. They have seen where the Sahaba came. There is a masjid there where the Sahaba came. May Allah Ta'ala also take us there to go and see that maqam also, inshallah, one day. This is the place where they came. And Islam reached Africa even before it reached Madina Munawwara. And then at that particular time, then he said, read for me something from your Quran. So when he read Surah Maryam, mention is made that in the red said Surah Maryam. At that particular time he said, Wallahi, Wallahi, inna hada liminal mashkati lati kharaja minha amara Musa. This is from the same lamp and from the same source from which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received his wahi from. And then they realized, and he said, I will not allow anyone to harm you. Go and take refuge. You see, a person who is just, a ruler who is just, must be valued even if he's not a Muslim. Even if he's not a Muslim. So in this particular way, thereafter, you know, when this particular aspect happened, they came back and said, these people do not believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Najashi called Ja'far bin Abi Talib back. What is your view with regard to Isa ibn Maryam? He said, Isa ibn Maryam is one of the great prophets, but he is not the son of Allah. He is not divine. So in that particular, when he made mention, he said, Wallahi ma zada ibn Maryam ala hadha. Isa ibn Maryam is not more than what you have made mention. So in this way he gave them. Ja'far bin Abi Talib, his wife Asma, and the Muslims remained there for 10 years, if not more. And I sometimes say, we who are Muslims in UK, South Africa, who are minorities, we got an example of how to lead our life in a place where Muslims are in minority. Because Sahaba lived in a place where Muslims were in minority. They stayed there. They could have come. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat, right? And then Ja'far and the Muslims only came there after the 7th year after hijri. After 7 years of hijrah, only they came to Medina. They stayed there. Now to give an example how they stayed here. Now Ja'far bin Abi Talib, while in Abyssinia, had 3 children. Muhammad, ulama have written, the first person to name his son Muhammad after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Ja'far bin Abi Talib. The first person to name his son Muhammad after, in praise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Ja'far bin Abi Talib. And then he had other 2 sons, Abdullah ibn Ja'far and Aun ibn Ja'far. Abdullah ibn Ja'far, he was married to Zainab. Abdullah ibn Ja'far was married to Zainab, the sister of Hussein. You must have heard when Hussein went to Karbala, the Zainab who was with him was the wife of Abdullah ibn Ja'far. So these were very, very great people. They stayed there how they stayed. And of course, they had such an impact upon Najashi that Najashi became a Muslim. Mention is made that when Najashi became, he had his son. He said, what name should I give his son? He asked Ja'far, what did you name your son? He said, I named my son Muhammad and I named my son Abdullah. He said, I will name my son Abdullah. He named his son Abdullah in emulation of Ja'far. Brothers, I ask all of us here that Ja'far had such a great impact upon Najashi by staying as a Muslim in minority. What impact have we had upon the non-Muslims we are staying with? This is a lesson we are supposed to take. So this is how Ja'far bin Abi Talib stayed there. They kept in touch. Whenever they heard about the Muslims suffering, they felt sad. Whenever they heard about the Muslims gaining something, they became happy. So they became happy when the Muslims gained victory in Badr. All of those particular aspects, they found all of that. Then eventually, then at that particular time, you know, an amazing thing about Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala and Abdullah bin Ja'far, his children were known for their generosity. They said Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala was the father of the poor, the father of the poor. His son Abdullah bin Ja'far was known as Judul Bahar, the ocean of generosity. There's one very amazing incident of Abdullah bin Ja'far. They say one day he was sitting and he saw a gardener, right? The gardener was looking after the garden, and while he was looking after the garden, his master came and gave him two loaves of bread. And he gave him two loaves of bread. He took the bread and he was about to eat. There was a dog that came past and was wagging his tail because he was very hungry. So he started giving the dog half a loaf. And he still continued wagging his tail. So he gave him the whole loaf. He still continued wagging his tail. He gave him both loaves. So Abdullah bin Ja'far saw this and he said, "What are you doing? You know, you did all of this. And what about you?" He said, "I will sleep hungry for one night. But how could I allow the dog to remain hungry?" So Abdullah bin Ja'far went to the master and said, "Sell me the slave of yours. He's got such amazing qualities. And sell me this whole particular garden of yours." So he said, "What are you going to do with it?" He said, "I want to free that slave and I want to give him this garden. Look at what a great person he is." The master said, "I have seen better and greater things from this particular slave. Instead of you doing it, I will do it." And he took the garden and he freed the slave and he gave him the garden. So this was Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, known for his great generosity. Nevertheless, after this, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala waha, Habsha mein 10 saal muqim rahe, isse hume aqaliyat ke darmiyan rehne ka sabak milta hai. 10 saal ke baad, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala wapas Madina aaye. After almost 10 years, if not more, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala comes back to Madina Munawwara. When he comes back to Madina Munawwara, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just finished concluding and had gained victory in Khaybar. So when he comes back and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees him, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahi la yadri bi ayyihima afrah, bi qudumi Ja'far am bi fatih Khaybar. I don't know what has given me more happiness. The conquest of Khaybar or the coming of Ja'far has given me more happiness. I don't know what has given me more happiness." Can you imagine what great closeness that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I'm not sure which has given me more happiness." Subhanallah. Or Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki khushi ki koi imtihana thi. Aapne farmaya, mujhe maloom nahi ki main fatah Khaybar se par zyada khush ho ya Ja'far ke lot aane par main zyada khush ho. I don't know what is it. And Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu remained there. But Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu didn't remain long. He came back on the 7th of Hijri, 7th year after Hijri. In the 8th year after Hijri, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent him to Muta, because the Byzantine Empire had made advances towards the Muslim and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to stop the advances. And that was a very, very great visionary move by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, at that time the Arabs never ever thought that they could fight with the superpowers. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation. And now I can safely say, all the very great victories that the Muslims gained thereafter was because of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's courage. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the standard. Yes, this particular oppressive regimes need to come to an end. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the Muslims. And the Muslims were 3,000. And that time the Byzantine Empire were 100,000 at least. Some riwayats make mention of 130,000. And 3,000 people, they went to go and fight. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent them, what did he say? He said, "First, Zayd ibn Haritha will be the ruler and the general of the army. If something happens to him, Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu will take over the commandership of the army. And thereafter, if something happened to him, Abdullah bin Rawaha." The way Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it, Sahaba felt, we knew that this is perhaps what's going to happen. And at that particular time, Zayd ibn Haritha is martyred. And then mention is made, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with the news. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the Sahaba and said, Jibreel alayhi salam had come to tell me, Zayd ibn Haritha advanced with the Muslim flag, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him martyrdom. Then Ja'far bin Abi Talib took over the Muslim flag. Allah ta'ala had granted him martyrdom. Then Abdullah bin Rawaha took over the flag. Allah granted him martyrdom. Then the Muslims agreed upon Khalid, one of the swords of Allah ta'ala, that he took over the army. Now 3,000 fighting 100,000. So Khalid bin Walid did a tactical withdrawal, redeployed the forces of the Muslims, put them correctly, made certain group of Sahaba come over the mountain so they felt that the Muslims were gaining reinforcements. And then he attacked in such a way that these people became overawed and they started fleeing the battle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about a situation where the Muslims came away from there in a position of confidence. But at that particular time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard about this, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the house of Asma binti Umais. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the children playing. That was a time, it was some time that they had left. So Asma binti Umais had started preparing the children that your father is going to come. And they were well dressed. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hugged them. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced them. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. And Asma binti Umais realized something is not right. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, did you hear something about Ja'far? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu has achieved martyrdom. At that time when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at that particular time he said that Allah ta'ala, that the enemies had cut the two hands of Ja'far bin Abi Talib. Abdullah ibn Umar said there were 90 sword wounds in the front of the body of Ja'far bin Abi Talib, the cousin of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in place of the two hands of Ja'far, Allah had given him two wings. And he is Ja'far, Dhul Janahain. And he is Tayyar. He has these two wings. And he is flying in Jannah. I can see him flying in Jannah. He is Ja'far at Tayyar. He is Dhul Janahain. When Asma binti Umais heard this, she started weeping. So much so that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled her. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to his house, he saw Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala also crying, Oh my uncle. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ja'far is such a person that tears are supposed to be shed for him. He is worthy of tears being shed for him. Today we also follow the sunnah that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ja'far is worthy of tears being shed for him. And then he said, Ja'far and his family are in great pain and in great sadness. Go and give food to them. So when someone passes away, we also must help them out. And this particular way, Ja'far at-Tayyar radiallahu ta'ala, Ja'far Dhul Janahain, and the person worthy of tears being shed for him, left this world in such a great manner. His life was a life and a lesson of sacrifice, a lesson of generosity, a lesson of a person being steadfast upon his faith. And he left us with so many great lessons. May we be inspired and motivated by taking examples from those lessons. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ